Florida this time, and she was also addressing a town hall gathering of constituents. Quote, "Let us all remember who the real enemy is. The real enemy is the Tea Party. The Tea Party holds the Congress hostage. They have one goal in mind, and that's to make President Obama a one-term president." Unquote. So now that Osama bin Laden is dead, I guess the Tea Party moves to number one on the post office wall. Last year, it was Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, congresswoman from the Houston, Texas area, addressing the National Convention of the NAACP. Quote, "All those who wore sheets a long time ago have now lifted them off and started wearing clothing with a name, say, 'I am part of the Tea Party. Don't you be fooled.'"
Ooh.
Unquote. There are always a lot of uhs and grammatical mistakes when Sheila Jackson Lee speaks because she's pretty stupid even by congressional standards. This is the woman who asked a NASA witness during a committee hearing for a photograph of the American flag that Neil Armstrong planted on Mars. And she thinks the Vietnam War ended with, quote, "two Vietnams working side by side, living in peace," unquote. This week, at an event to honor the new Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, Sheila had another chance to hurl insults at the Tea Party. Quote, "Martin King wrote in 1961 about love, war, and civil disobedience, and he said, 'We must be determined to resist reactionaries. My friends, you are now entering a reactionary period probably worse than post-Reconstruction.'" Unquote. You got that? The Tea Party, which is certainly the reactionary she's talking about, by wanting the country to return to its constitutional Republican roots, Tea Partiers are worse than the white racist Ku Klux Klansmen Democrats who rampage through the South, hanging Republicans from trees. By the way, a lot of people don't know this, but the KKK lynched all Republicans, not just the black ones. And black voters back then were almost 100% Republican because they could see firsthand who was against civil rights and who was for them. There was another Jackson at the Martin Luther King ceremony this week, Jesse Jackson. Naturally, he had some comments about the Tea Party, too. Quote, "The Tea Party is not new. It's just a new name for an old game," unquote. And Jesse knows about old games being a race hustler for half a century now. I'm guessing that Martin Luther King was spinning in his grave if he heard any of the hate speech being uttered in his honor this week. And he was already spinning in his grave because the new statue they're dedicating tomorrow was made in China, and the sculptor is a Chinese guy. And for crying out loud, the new statue of King sort of looks Chinese. What happened? The government couldn't find a black sculptor somewhere in America who needed a few bucks and wanted to make a statue of Martin Luther King? Really? Anyway, that's beside the point. The amount and volume of racial hate speech coming from black politicians is rising to ridiculous levels. That's the point. I consider myself a Tea Partier, although, to be honest, I'm not sure exactly what that means. To me, it means that I identify with tens of millions of other Americans of all races and all political backgrounds and all levels of wealth who believe in individual freedom and limited government. That's all. I don't wear a white sheet on weekends or secretly attend meetings where we concoct ways to keep the race pure or have any plans to form a militia in the Sierra foothills. On July 4th, 2009, I attended my one and only Tea Party gathering down on Virginia Avenue, and I attended that event with a black woman who didn't bother to hide the fact that she voted for Obama for president. We walked around through that event while talking to people, and when people learned she was an Obama supporter, she received nothing but friendly discussion. "Why? Why do you like him?" they would ask, honestly amazed that anybody could like Obama, and then they would smile and laugh and try to change her mind. All in all, and I'm not exaggerating one single bit, that Tea Party gathering was the nicest, friendliest group of people I've ever seen. Passionate about American freedom, but nice people. The Maxines of this world? I think their time has passed and they can sense it. A larger and larger percentage of the population is multiracial and no longer comprehends those sour, tired lines of racial BS anymore and looks at the Maxines like artifacts in a museum. The liberal socialist method of governing the country has failed miserably and the repercussions have been worse for the constituents of the race hustlers than for anybody else, and that makes them desperate. Looked at in that light, I don't feel anger for Maxine Waters and her ilk. I feel pity.
Wow.
So can you tell I was
very
angry there?
Very well said, though, JP. I think that was very well said, because I think Al Sharpton, the Jacksons, meaning Jesse and Sheila, are keeping that alive.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for it. We've risen so above that. And I know there's still a little pockets of that. There's pockets like those pockets they're in. But I don't think the attitude is there anymore. And I don't think they have as much support as they used to hate.
And the younger generations, where there are so many multiracial kids,
they feel
equal. They look at
equal.
This and they think, what in the world are you talking about?
Yes, what in the world? Yeah.
Anyway, that's
it. Is it still the back of the bus? No.
No.
Not even close.
Come on, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yeah.
She is so dumb.
I think she's a congresswoman. She's ignorant. She hasn't opened herself up to a new way. She's holding on to the past.
Clearly nothing has held her back. She's a congresswoman, for crying out loud.
The past is holding her back. And she wants people to stay there with her. And we're not there anymore. You're with Broadview. We'll be right back. We're going to lighten it up with the Laugh Lounge.
Okay, I think we need to.
Ooh, but very good. Very impressed.
$12.70 The Buzz.
Hi, this is Chad with Hamilton Solar. You want a solar rebate with NV Energy? Well, you're just not likely to get one. That's why Hamilton Solar is offering you our no-wait rebate program. Only with Hamilton Solar will you get a guaranteed incentive to go solar now. You don't have to participate in the lottery or paperwork for rebates through NV Energy. It's simple. Go solar today with Hamilton Solar, and you'll get our best rebate, one that's guaranteed and no waiting. Hamilton Solar is Northern Nevada's largest solar installer. Our costs over the last year have dropped over 40%. Take advantage of that now. Solar has changed dramatically. If you've ever looked at solar before, take a look again. If you've gotten a rebate before and didn't build, give us a call. Take advantage of our no-wait rebate program and get solar installed now. Take control of your utility expense and hedge against future energy costs. Call now and learn more about the Hamilton Solar no-wait rebate program. Call 747-6000, that's 747-6000, or visit us online at HamiltonSolarNevada.com.
Hamilton Solar, both sides agree.
Nevada license number 73463.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. JP Travis is here with me, Steve Aussie from Nevada Matters, co-host of. And boy, that was very touching, JP. I agree with you so much on that moment of common sense. I think we've moved so far beyond all those attitudes. And I know, like we said, there are pockets of that. And holding the Tea Party responsible just shows how far back
the Tea Party.
She hasn't moved at all. The Tea Party now is the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, I'd help them burn them. It just isn't happening
anymore.
People
at these Tea Party gatherings are such nice people, right, Steve?
Well, I don't know about that. But the Tea Party Express, number 5, is going to be rolling into town tonight at 5 o'clock. Steve, you're going to go?
It starts in Napa Valley this morning. They were supposed to have Rick Perry there to start off, but he won't be. It'll be here at Victorian Square at 5 p.m. You know, I think I was at the same event you were, JP, at Virginia there, and I interviewed Lloyd Marcus, who's a black fellow who's been a permanent part of the Tea Party, and he'll be there tonight, and I have an interview set up with him. And I asked him at any of the Tea Party events he's been at, and he's been to them all because he's part of it, did he see any of that racism? And he says he has not. He's a black fellow, and
right.
He denies that it's happening. Of course, now they've moved from that, and now they're saying the Tea Parties are jihadists, and they're holding a gun to the president, and they're terrorists, and all these things are going on.
Well, they also say that bulldogs hate children, so...
Well, there's only 20 or 30 of them in Congress. They can't very well hold 435 people hostage mm-hmm. with 20 or 30 votes.
Well, and that way of thinking is not a way to progress us forward.
And we've had 71 debt ceiling raises since it's been put in. And this is the first one that we didn't just rubber stamp it. And that's the Tea Party that did that. So as I interview them tonight,
right.
I want to ask them, what do they think about that? Why aren't they being held in higher esteem? They should be, because they kept us from just going into more debt easily. And they all voted against it. So I'll also be interviewing Amy Creamer, who is the president of it. And they'll be rolling in their big buses. Sharon Angle is going on the whole thing with her Hobbit mobile.
Go Sharon.
McCain called the Tea Party hobbits, and I guess that's from Lord of the Rings. I'm not real familiar.
Yes. Yeah,
little people that head out, but they finally got tired of the thing and they took over, and so he calls them that. So she's going to have her own van, and it's going to say the Hobbit Mobile on the side.
I like that.
And she's selling her book as she's going across the country, so she'll be one of the key speakers tonight. So 5 p.m. Victorian Square near John Esquaga Nugget. If you want to see what the Tea Party is all about, go there. And also also my website, steveossie.com. I have pictures of several Tea Party events, like out in Searchlight, Nevada, and in Carson City, because I've been a part of those. And Sharon's been involved in every one of them.
And, you know, when I think of Tea Party, I think of the old days. The Tea Party, the Boston Tea Party, the good old party when it was Federales and the Republic. That's what I think.
It's not like that. There's no anger at all. There's just passionate people.
Right. And tea is for taxed enough already. That's how they pick
that. They want to go back to our roots and just have live by the Constitution.
TEA, taxed enough already.
I believe it.
So interesting stuff. There are people like me, maybe like you, that for 60-some years, I told my age, didn't I, was never involved in politics and finally came out and said, this is enough is enough, and started going. And far as I know, out in Searchlight, Nevada, I think they picked up everything when they were gone. That we noticed no fights. Law enforcement said there weren't any problems. So they're not these terrorist jihadists that the liberal media is saying they are.
They just don't have any intellectual arguments against what the Tea Partiers are saying.
Well, that's when you become angry and start hating and shouting.
Yeah, I was talking to Sharon last night. And I said, this just sounds like junior high where you call each other names.
Right.
So I think the Tea Party ought to say, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say. No, that's
bounces
too.
Off of me and sticks to you.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that one. So that'll be interesting.
And the Ku Klux Klan,